It's Vice FM Lunch. Joining us for Sanctified Monday is Sisconi. It's been a while. I think we've passed two Mondays missing this segment, Sisconi. Am I correct?
Yes. We're not missing. We're on holiday. We're mourning and celebrating.
There was a lot going on.
And the resurrection of the Master Jesus.
The reason why we have Sanctified Monday on this show. But we continue the culture, the tradition. She's joining us live in the studio, making the time on Mondays to join us here to share a message with the rest of Mpumalanga. What is today's message for the people listening to the show?
It's your love, Lily. There is eternal love for us. And the message of the cross, I'm sorry. Let me start.
No.
It's okay, because I'm just talking. We are saying you are loved. We want to remind the Rise FM listeners, Uguti, there is eternal love available for them, you know. And the message of the cross, Lily, is the continuous and eternal reminder of how much God loves us. The Bible says in the book of John, 3 verse 16, this is the verse that we do even go great R, that for God so loved the world and he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believe in this son shall have eternal life. So that's how much we are loved. You know, Jesus had to leave the throne, he had to leave the heaven, had to leave worship and praise, had to leave the comfort of heaven just for us. And you know, Jesus is worshipped 24/7. The Bible says elders and angels, they worship, they bow before the throne. They say, you are holy and you are worthy. He left that, the life of peace, and joined the life of drama just for me and you, you know, to reconnect us to the greater love, the kind, the Zoe kind of love, the God kind of love. That is why Ati John in the Bible says, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, you know. And I want to say to Abo Rise FM listeners, Gutilili, as we're talking, good for me, the love of Jesus in my life has become tangible and has become a reality. And umuntu lwasehlele ekhaya anganamsebenzi lo ofila ukuthi akathandwa abazali, akathandwa family, you know, people don't love them. I want to say there is greater love available for you. UNkulunkulu, you are an apple of his eye. That is why Jesus had to lay his life for you and me. And unto David, what is man that you are mindful of? Because he has observed how we are God's apple of the eye. I mean, the word mindfulness really means being cautious, be aware and alive to. So whatever we are doing as individuals, God has his eyes upon us. Whatever the suffering, God has his eyes upon us. So David has observed the creation of God and see, Guti, we are that thing that God has too close to, that he has put it in his heart. And he says, what is man that you are mindful of? So I want to say to Rise FM listeners, labazali liyaphela uthando, labo sesi liyaphela nendoda. Through thick, you know, sickness and everything, sickness and wealth,
health,
and in health, I will be with you. Nomfazi liyaphela na labantwana mase bathuthukile uthola umntwana athi lo mama lo lo mfazi lo. But there is greater love available for you. That is the Bible says this love doesn't care whether your sins are red, because the blood of Jesus, red as it is able to wash your red sins to be brighter than the snow. So uNkulunkulu uyamthanda umuntu, uNkulunkulu umfele umuntu, uNkulunkulu nanamhlanje usamela umuntu ukuthi asindiswe before afa, because the Bible says uNkulunkulu aka enjoy ma umuntu isoni sifa. That is how much we are loved, Lil. So I want to say to Rise FM listeners, you doubt your doubts. Never doubt how much God loves you. You know, we can hate you, we can gossip about you. And you can have sinned, Lily. Mm. You know, I think what turned my life around was the love of God. Mm-hmm. That every people have made noise, but God has never made noise about me. There was this thing that says, I love you, I love you, I love you. And that way it changed my behavior. Let the love of God be a behavior change for you. Let the love of God be the reason you wake up in the morning. Let the love of God be the reason you declare, you pray in the midst of circumstances. Because there is greater love available for you, and this love needs nothing from you. It is unconditional. It is given freely to you. Mm-hmm. Yours is just to receive it, because the Bible says he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe. So it is in the believing and receiving that this love will manifest in you. So I'm just saying, I'm so excited Good Friday, because it is the manifestation mm-hmm. of the love of God for humanity. As far as inja, inja iyafa inga kunga yenzeki uyibulale amaphoyisa angakufuni, but ubulala umuntu amaphoyisa ayakufuna. Nawe self mawuqeda kubulala umuntu uyabaleka uyo hide. That's the reflection of umuntu is just not any other creation. It's created in the image of God, and there is greater accountability even kuNkulunkulu. That is why uNkulunkulu has just released his love for all of us to receive it. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And it's important to remember that his love is constant and unconditional.
Unconditional.
And consistent.
And so consistent.
Whatever it is that you're going through. Mm. Whether even after you have sinned.
Even
you
when sinned, you are in sin.
Yeah.
When you are busy in sin.
Yeah.
Love is there. Mm-hmm. You know, when you are in sin, God loves you. Yeah. So that is what should change our behavior, Lily, that when I am loved this much, why should I hurt the person who loves me? It is what changes us day by day to run away from sin. And we pray, Lily, that God help us that we do not sin. Because I always say the spirit is saved, but the soul is not saved. That's why I had to Apostle Paul, be ye transformed by the renewal of your minds. Mm-hmm. Because spirit simukela uJesu njengeNkosi noMsindisi. But people are saying, but uLily uyathukana. It's because Lily, the soul still need to be worked. We need to work out the soul, that the soul aligns with the will of God. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Powerful. Powerful word indeed. So, Skoni joining us on the show. Remember, you can catch the podcasts on Sanctified Mondays on our website, risefm.co.za. So, Skoni, thank you so much for making time to come into the studio this afternoon.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
Nansi ngoma, guys. Nansi ngoma. Tim Tlabawagit.